Ezra. They must be the same Holy Ghost, but different. And here's the other thing. If we say that being filled with the Spirit is equal to being filled with power, then my question is, we have a Pentecostal movement going on, right? There is now nearly one-third of Christians in the world. Do all the Pentecostals demonstrate the power? Right? So, here's a reality check. If we were good, honest scientists, and you check 1,000 experiments, show that the reality doesn't check out, you go back and examine your theory. Right? You go back and examine your theory, whether your theory is correct. If your theory says it should produce this, and then you keep producing it 1,000 times, it cannot produce, something is wrong with the theory or understanding. Just like cold fusion long ago. Right? Who that smart aleck, or not smart aleck, he was a dumb aleck, who claims that he could have nuclear fusion without a high temperature. Nobody else could produce his experiment. And in the end, they found that he had measured wrongly because he is measuring something else that was being produced. So there was no such thing as cold fusion. It never took place. In that sense, we had to re-examine our understanding. And here's where we re-examine it. Being filled with power includes being filled with the Spirit. But being filled with the Spirit need not necessarily mean being filled with the power. But it will put you on a track towards that direction. I think that would be the safe Bible assumption. In other words, being full of power, you of course need to be filled with the Spirit. But being filled with the Spirit may not mean you're filled with the power. It does put you on track, but you need to keep on to reach there. And because that is so, the Bible sometimes interchanges the phrases. Now, every time they were filled with the Spirit, it was always an experience that they were having with God. And they are supposed to be out of their experience with God, they will lead them into power somehow. Eventually. In the terms of logic, this is how it functions. One is a subset of the other. Subset of the other. That means being filled with power includes being filled with the Spirit. It has to include that. But being filled with the Spirit is not the capacity of filled with power yet. And then when we analyze that in Christendom, we say that is true. A lot of people, so-called filled with the Spirit, they could pray in the Spirit, everything, but they don't demonstrate much power yet. Yet. They could progress on. When we accept that as a reality, as 2 points, then we realize that there is a point when you're filled with the Spirit, and there's a point when you're filled with power. There are two separate points. In Jesus' life, separated by 14 verses. In verse 1 of Luke chapter 4, he was filled with the Spirit. In verse 14 of Luke chapter 4, he was filled with power. Separated for 40 days and 40 nights. Something took place in between that enlarged his capacity for power. And that something has to do with the giftings, which we'll touch on in the life. When we were in the womb, all the giftings are established in our life. But there are 3 stages for the giftings to work in our life. The first stage is called manifestation. Manifestation. And then, the second stage would be operation. Operation. And then, as you operate in it, it would be establishment of the gifting. It becomes a part of you. So for a lot of us, we haven't reached the first stage of manifestation of the gifting. It may be there, but it's still on the way coming forth. And that is why we need the waiting period to learn how to manifest the gifts. I'll close with a few verses and we'll pick up from there next week. In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us, in terms of Jesus and John the Baptist, especially of John the Baptist, Luke 1 was 80, John the Baptist. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation. Do you notice the word? Till the day of his manifestation. But before that, he kept growing and growing in the gifting. For the gift in him to grow. What is the growing period? The growing period is growing and allowing the Spirit to fill you and fill you and fill you until you're filled with the Spirit. Now sometimes we all talk about, Pentecostals talk about being filled with the Spirit by faith. By faith. Yes, you may receive by faith, but in the end that faith must bring a manifestation for it to become a reality. It might need to become an experience at some point, because God is an experience. It can start with faith, but in reality that faith needs to lead to an experience. And that is why when you claim by faith, but we all know the reality of what being filled, what truly being filled with the Spirit is controlled by the Spirit. And you and I know that the reality of the Holy Spirit controlling our life involves us dying to self. Sometimes people surrender easily. Sometimes people don't surrender easily to God. And sometimes we let go of some things instantly. At other times we struggle to let go of things in our life because God has to slowly nudge us and deal with us. So, the surrenderedness of our life can take time. And the Spirit needs to grow until He fills our life. And yes, in faith you can receive the gift of the Spirit. You could pray in the Spirit. But I know people who pray in the Spirit whose life turn around and they're still selfish people. So what do we do about that? You know, it seems to be a kind of antithesis, something that should not exist. But you have. You have tongue-talking, Bible-carrying, bad Christians. Right? And one moment, they speak in tongues, and then they go, and then they do something wrong. Then you and I ask the question, I thought they were filled with the Spirit. Because our definition of filled with the Spirit is ability to speak in tongues. Is that all? Ability to speak in tongues is one of the manifestations that helps you in your area of prayer. But the whole dimension to being filled with the Spirit. Then when we are filled with the Spirit, there reaches a point when you cross the threshold into power. Into power. And that's where the gifts start operating. So for one, you are learning to manifest the gifts and bring it forth. Since they come from the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit fills you, it will slowly manifest. On the other, once they manifest, you learn how to operate the gifts that are in your life. And then as you operate the gifts in your life, at the third stage, you're gifting and you become one. When you think about Elijah, you think about prophet ministry. But Elijah is not synonymous with prophet. But he is now. Because that's the main gift that is in his life. And when we say you got Elijah's anointing, what are we talking about? Prophetic anointing. Have you noticed what we're doing? We have made the name Elijah synonymous with a prophet. Because it was so manifested in his life that it is the same. The gift become, and that is your full destiny. You become the fullness of your gifting. You become the part of the jewel that God wants you to be. A reflection of the image of the grace of God that God has for your life. A beautiful peace that only you can reflect. Praise God. We'll explore more on these areas, but suffice to say for this time that all the giftings are in our life and we need to learn how to manifest them, to operate them, and later have it established in our lives. Let's pray.